Yeah, well, I was sitting in Starbucks this morning. I noticed something about it, but I haven't really looked into it yet. And I go, oh, no, smoke again? And I don't even know where it's coming from, if it's coming from Canada or the northern part of the United States. So I'd have to look into that. Thank you for reminding me, Steve. I appreciate it. Because I do have some breathing issues due to COVID. And I had COVID about 3 or 4 months before it became a national pandemic and everybody knew what it was. So, yeah, I got to be careful myself. And I remember the Canadian wildfires, smoke and the haze that you could see. I live in a high-rise senior complex, and the level I'm at, you could definitely see the haze in the air for sure. All right, well, I'm going to finish up my morning. Steve, I'll let you get your day going, and pleasure talking to you. I haven't heard you on the air in a while. You have a great day, and St. Clair Shores still rocks, in my opinion. It was my hometown. I wish I could go back, but I just don't want to. Have a good one. WERCY.
Yeah, very good. And we're rocking tonight every Wednesday. In fact, they had Rockstar. Funny you mentioned that. Because the group they had last Wednesday, Concerts in the Park, was Rockstar, you know, if you're familiar with that band. Give you the rock concert experience going back some time, you know, mimicking that kind of stuff. So they had 50, I counted 50 boats up in the lake there at the end of Masonic, and it was a good time. It was probably 3,000 people there. So yeah, it does rock. And I did click on the advisory, so they'll have like little stuff on the web page. When you put in the zip code, you know, it gets more specific. And so anyway, there was like three particular advisories or warnings, and I did read the dialogue for it, you know, kind of like that teletype printout type of report that they have, and it did say Canadian wildfires. So very good. So with that, I'd say 7-3. You have a good day, and here you go. This is KAA UHT.